From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. In Kenya today, crowds rioted, burned homes, and looted shops as the country awaited results of Thursday's presidential election. The race is hot, probably the hottest in Kenya's history, and pits the incumbent president against a charismatic populist. There's been fighting from the Ugandan border to the Indian Ocean. NPR's Gwen Tompkins filed this report from Kibera, one of the world's largest slums and the scene of rioting earlier today.
At first, the fellas at the Boys to Men barbershop in the Kibera slum were angry that the Electoral Commission of Kenya had not yet announced the results of Thursday's presidential election. Then the fellas were angry when the commission announced preliminary results that they didn't like. The incumbent, President Mwai Kibaki, appeared to be closing in on challenger Raila Odinga. The election had been seen as Odinga's to lose, and Kibera is Odinga country. At the barbershop, the chairs were full, nobody was getting his hair cut, and all eyes were on the television screen.
We do not favor anybody.
Yes.
We don't favor anybody.
That's Samuel Kivuitu, the man with the worst job in Kenya today. Kivuitu heads the nation's electoral commission, and he's been screamed at all afternoon at the commission's headquarters in Nairobi and, in absentia, at the Boys to Men barbershop. The guys here can't understand why the tally has taken so long, or why the president appears to be eating away at the challenger's lead, or why the commission has received results from as far away as Kenya's border with neighboring Sudan faster than it's received results from across town. Kivuitu has vowed to call the race if the outstanding results fail to arrive soon. But in the meantime, he reminded Kenyans that the commission is only the messenger.
So we will read the results as we receive them. And we are asking for patience because we don't make them. We don't make them.
Yesterday, we were just seeing that Raila was leading around with at least clear from Kibaki 1.1 million votes. But waking up in the morning, we were shocked to see that Kibaki has achieved to regain 600,000 votes from where?
That's Evans Nyangao. He drives a small bus called a matatu from the slum to the city center. Every day he drives the same route, 15 times or more, and every day he wishes he had a better job. Nyangao says Raila Odinga can make that possible.
Mr. Raila Odinga, he's my hero, in fact, he's a fighter. He's a warrior. What we're expecting, it is more opportunities to be created, and which me as an individual, I believe that Raila can deliver that.
This is the closest presidential election that Kenya has ever had, and charges of vote rigging are rife. The race pits the nation's two largest ethnic groups against one another. Kibaki is a Kikuyu, which is the nation's largest ethnic group. Odinga is from the nation's second largest group, the Luo. But each side needs the support of Kenya's 40 other ethnic groups to win. Nyangao, the bus driver, is a Kisi, and he couldn't wait to vote for Odinga. Ditto schoolteacher Nuru Wasike. He's a Luya from western Kenya, and he's lived in Kibera for 20 years. Wasike says Kenya has already had two Kikuyu presidents since independence, and it's time for another ethnic group to take charge.
My only reason why I'm voting in Raila is one. The presidency should be rotational. It has to go to another community rather than remaining in one ethnic group.
If the parliamentary vote is any indicator of how the presidential tally will go, then Kibaki's camp should be nervous. 16 members of Kibaki's cabinet lost their seats in parliament Thursday, including the vice president and the foreign minister. But Martha Karua, the minister of justice, kept her seat, and she was in the fray before the Electoral Commission this afternoon, defending what appeared to be a Kibaki surge in the ballots. That's her shouting, Mr. Chairman! Mr. Chairman!
Mr. Chairman! This election will be won by the ballot, not by mayor shouting.
But for now, the only thing Kenyans can do is shout and hope that volume prevails. The Electoral Commission has said it will not announce any more results until Sunday morning, which makes for a long night in Kibera and elsewhere around the country. At the Boys to Men barbershop, interest moved to the next most famous ethnic Luo in politics. One customer turned and asked, so how's Barack Obama doing against Hillary Clinton? Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.